Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Welcome everyone to Crypto Nights podcast. I am Shushakya and my co-host today is Dr. Kant Mirayala. Hello, Dr. Kant. How are you doing today?
How are you?
It looks today you are very bright and excited. Yeah, right? So we are all familiar with social media networks and how much important it is nowadays we can feel. But then we are over here to that about the familiarity with Telegram. So Telegram is one such medium which we often use and how it has made communication happen smoothly. Now, the ICOs raised by them holds impressive numerics in the crowdfunding space. I'm talking about Telegram's ICOs, which has actually impressive numbers in the crowdfunding space. But yet, there stands a space for a heavy breath. Now, Dr. Kant, very specifically, Dr. Kant, do you think Telegram has raised more than what they can spend or required? The question.
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. The important thing here is, I mean, we at Crypto Nights are not into analyzing and recommending. We are into presenting information, making people aware of what's out there so they can do their own research and due diligence and figure out, because there are their own risk factors and risk elements. Each person is different. So I'm not getting into the recommendation or not of the ICO that's happening for Telegram. But idea is to help people think about it, right? There are two different viewpoints, right? One is it's a great idea and one is it's a bad idea. How do you go about analyzing it? So there are different ways of doing it. First of all, if you don't feel you have the capability and the tools to do a proper analysis and you don't understand this ICO, this whole ICO technology process, stay away from it. Or you say, no, I want to learn it. Okay, then start investing $100, $200, something small that you can afford to lose. And you treat that as your investment into your own education. So those are the ways I would do that. But leave that apart. Let's focus on Telegram. Many people look at Telegram and from different angles, right? Let me look at it how I would analyze Telegram. One way I would look at Telegram is Telegram is nothing but a clone of WhatsApp. Maybe has more security, maybe it's faster. But it is all incremental. The real disruption was WhatsApp, right? So to me, Telegram is just another messenger. Facebook brilliantly purchased WhatsApp. Now, when was that? A few years back, 2-3 years ago, for $19 billion. And everybody thought Mark Zuckerberg had lost his mind and made a big mistake. But at that time, there were 400 million active users or 400 million downloads. I don't remember what exactly the number was. And that number has increased 4 or 5 times to 1.5 billion as of last year, end of last year. And probably if you look at a 3 or 4 multiple, that valuation of the same WhatsApp that was purchased for 20 billion, assuming that was a good valuation, is probably now up to $60 to $80 billion, right? So what would be the valuation of an also-ran? Maybe offline we can Google for Uber valuation and Lyft valuation. Maybe, I don't know what it is today. Uber might be 40, 50 billion and Lyft might be a few billion dollars. So let's just crudely say there is a 10x difference in valuation. So if it is $60 billion for WhatsApp, let's take a tenth. Maybe this is worth 6 billion if you look at it as a messenger app only. Okay, that's possible. But what is the other way of looking at it? A very interesting thing that has happened with Telegram has become the de facto channel for publicizing ICOs, building communities around ICOs. And to the point that the people are finding correlations between the number of people that they have in their Telegram group, right, to the number of people that they have participating in their ICO. So suddenly you're thinking, wow. So there is blockchain, which has created all these token events, token generation events, or token sales. And those have to be publicized. And the de facto messenger messaging platform to publicize those is Telegram. Okay, that brings in a completely different angle to this analysis. Then you're thinking, so Telegram has a completely different purpose. You cannot even compare it with WhatsApp. It's a messaging system for disseminating ideas around blockchain, building communities around blockchain, around initial token offerings or token sales, and publicizing them. Wow, that changes the picture. Now suddenly you're thinking, so are these token sales a fad? Will they be around, or the regulators are going to kill them in the next 1 or 2 years and they'll be dead and gone? So if they're going to be killed and they're dead and gone, then Telegram will also be losing the charm of being the de facto messaging platform, community building platform around token sales. But on the other hand, if token sales become a standard and we're going to see hundreds and hundreds of token sales every single month, right, in different parts of the world. Whoa, can you imagine how big that economy? That's, now you're talking about a multi-trillion dollar economy that is being created, which is basically a transition from the stock market over to a token market in the future. If that is what is going to happen, okay, then Telegram would be extremely valuable. So a lot of it, so now the question is, oh, they raised 850 million or 1.5 billion. They plan to raise 2.5 billion. Great, big numbers. No, just because they're raising $2.5 billion does not necessarily either make them safe or make them bad. The amount of money doesn't by itself determine how good or bad they are. Like Facebook went public a few years ago, and I believe they started at a 7,500 billion valuation, collapsed down to 25 billion in the first few weeks. And if you had invested there, you're up about 20 times. So if you said, oh, 25 billion is so expensive a stock, it's already up there, I'm not going to put in money, maybe you missed a great opportunity to invest a little bit of money and have a 20x multiple in a few years, which is tremendous return on investment. So the amount of money raised does not either make it stable. You can't say, oh, it 2.5 billion, so it cannot fail. No, there's no such thing. It can collapse in the next few years, might be worthless, it might be worth zero, and you can lose all the money you invested. Or I don't know what the current valuation is, which means if you take the total number of tokens that they have and multiply the current price. So let's say they have one, they're going to raise $2.55 billion or whatever is the number that they picked in this ICO process for Telegram. But with the rest of the tokens that are held, I don't know what it is. Let's say that is another 50, 60%. So you're talking about a $5, $6 billion valuation. So that's what it is. If it in the next few years goes to $60 or $100 billion, it's a good investment. But if it goes down to $60 million, it's a bad investment, right? So you might be saying, you're not helping me. No, the idea here is not to give you a recommendation, but help you think through various angles. Do you have experience in investing in token sales? No, either don't invest in them or start learning. If you want to learn, learn with money you can afford to lose. And you say, okay, now that's, oh, I have been investing in token sales all along. Okay. Then do you know how to analyze Telegram, or can you find people who analyze the Telegram token sale? Study that from different angles and then take action. Okay. So hope that helps. Over to you, Sushant.
Yeah, I think that was a opener for every one of us, be it a newbie or be it a pro. So whatever we should do, we should keep our eyes, keep our ears open and think and analyze before we take a very serious step, because these are not so easy as it sounds. These are very highly risky, and you might not know, you might end up in a complete zero situation. So just be careful in whatever we do, whatever you do. So with that, we come to today's end, and I again thank Dr. Khan for giving us such beautiful insights about Telegram, and I hope all our listeners are loving this kind of episodes from our end. Thus, we request everyone to come to us, subscribe our services, or request your own proposals or put us your proposals so that we can come up with new shows, new episodes and new topics. And follow us on our Facebook channel and all other social media platforms. And don't forget to listen to our podcasts regularly and download them. With that, we come to today's end. Hope you had a great day. See you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.